Tevez. First through Luca Toni. Gets around Felipe.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Hour number two, of course, from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Zach Attack Young, of course. Larry Bird, of course, is going to be our featured athlete of the week. Of course, on this day in 1985, he scored 60 points. What a fitting time for you to bring us the athlete of the week, number 33, Larry Bird.
Yeah, I mean, Larry Bird, he had a lot of highlight reel type of games like that. So, he's definitely worthy of our Athlete of the Week award.
No doubt about that. We're talking baseball as well. And of course, March Madness is upon us. It's March. Of course, college basketball occupying the screens at Ricky's Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California. That's Ricky's.com. I'm telling you, all those like 70 screens in the place. All of them, 70 different games. You wouldn't believe the NCAA action going on over there. Bottom line is, if you want to see basketball, any type of sports in the Bay Area, go over to Ricky's on East 14th and Hesperian Boulevard there in San Leandro, California. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. After the break, Zach Attack Young and the Athlete of the Week, the great Larry Bird on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 203. And for all the troops out there, we're pulling for you, the American Forces Network.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Taco Man Radio and Sports Byline Broadcast Network present the greatest athletes in sports history. Here's Zach Young.
This week's athlete of the week is none other than the French lick hick, Larry Bird, a three-time NBA champion. And, you know, Larry Bird, he was known as one of the most competitive guys out there, one of the best trash talkers. And let's hear from his Laker rival, Byron Scott, on just how competitive Larry was.
A lot of people don't know this. You probably know this, Dan, but Larry Bird was one of the biggest trash talkers in basketball. And a lot of people say, really? You know, they thought it was Reggie or Charles. Larry Bird talked more trash on the basketball court than anybody I've ever played against. And he told us he told me two things one game. You know, our rotations, double teaming Kevin McHale, always had to rotate to the corner, and Larry Bird was the one shooting it. You know, so he shot one, and I mean, I'm trying to block this shot, and he would just tell me, Scott, you're a little too late. You know, a little too late. So we playing him, and the last play, he says to James Worthy, he says, you guys don't have to worry about it. I'm going to go right over there to that corner. He said, they're going to set a screen for me. We're taking the ball out. He said, I'm going to curl right over. And he's telling us to play. He's telling us to play before they even take it out. He said, I'm going to go right over to that corner, and I'm going to catch it, and I'm going to shoot it, and I'm going to tie the game or win the game, whatever the case may be. They take the ball out, and I think it was either Danny or
DJ,
the late, great DJ.
Yeah.
Take the ball out. The man curled right to the corner, caught the shot, shot a three, game over. It's like, are you effing kidding me? This is my Larry Bird story.
Bird used to tell people. I remember he told me a story about Xavier McDaniel.
Mm.
He said,
the X-Man, yeah.
X, I'm going to get the ball right here. I'm going to shoot a jumper right in your face. And then he got the ball and shot it right in his face.
Yeah.
And Bird says to X, I told you I was going to do it.
I like your accent. I like it. Yeah. That's pretty good. But that was Larry. I mean, Larry would just, and he was saying in such a calm way that you didn't think it was trash talking, but it's trash talking. You're not going to tell me you're going to go over there and shoot the ball in my face. That's trash talking. But he would tell you before the play even started. He'd just come out and say, you know, guys, you ain't got to worry. This is where the ball going. I'm going to catch it over here. And he would tell you to play and catch it over there and shoot it.
So, Larry, I mean, Byron Scott and the Lakers, they had that big rivalry with Larry Bird's Celtics, of course. And in that time, Larry Bird managed to capture three NBA titles. Two NBA Finals MVP awards, three NBA Most Valuable Player awards. He was a 12-time NBA All-Star, the NBA All-Star Game MVP in 1982, nine-time All-NBA First Team, three-time All-Defensive Second Team, the NBA Rookie of the Year in 1980, three-time NBA Three-Point Shootout Champion from 86 to 88. He was a two-time member of the 50-40-90 Club in 1987-1988, so that's 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from the free throw line. So that's impressive. That's kind of what Steph Curry's doing in Golden State right now. Number 33 retired by Boston Celtics, as you would expect. And it's not easy to get your number retired with the Celtics. They've had a lot of great players. And, in addition to being the college player of the year when he played, he was also the NBA Coach of the Year in 1998. So, and he was the NBA Executive of the Year in 2012. So I think you could say that Larry Bird has one of the best basketball minds that we've ever seen, and one of the best small forwards that we've seen play the game. But another small forward is LeBron James, and as great as Larry Bird was, does he top King James?
Two totally different players, man. Yeah. Listen, you know, Larry was, not to take anything away from, LeBron's physical, if not athletic ability, is a gift. Larry's IQ and basketball competitiveness is, uncanny. Like, Larry's ability to make tough shots, his shooting, his IQ, is just, come on, man. Two totally different players, man.
But, you know, both great players.
Right.
In their
it's
own
a win-win.
Right. And, you know, the thing that that LeBron is amazing to me is the fact that he can there you go, Birdie. Knock it down. He is a great, great player. But LeBron's ability to guard so many people on the floor just separates him from so many players. He can guard one, two, threes, and fours. He's big and strong. They both were great passers. Larry was a better shooter. LeBron was probably a better athlete.
Right.
Both tremendous passers. I mean, it's hard to say.
It's
and if you rewind that one on Atlanta, you just got to watch. One thing when you show that Atlanta shot again, that's when Larry had 63, if you can get there. The Atlanta bench is all high-fiving each other at the end of the bench. He's put on a show at this point where it is absolutely ridiculous. I think that may come again. But
Well, I know what you're saying. This is the one where he won at the buzzer, but the one when he had – he was in the Omni going crazy, and he even had Antoine Carter on the bench high-fiving and stuff. I remember that. But if you're starting a team with either one of these guys, it's a win-win. I couldn't sit up here and take away from Larry's legacy, nor can I take away from LeBron's and what he's building for himself. Both champions.
Right.
Look at this.
Right here. Look at this. They're like, no way. Look. The guys on the bench were giving each other a dap. At that point, though, he had made so many crazy shots that it was ridiculous. No, that's a great point, Kevin. If you're starting a team and you say, I'm going to start with Larry Bird, you're so happy. I'm starting with LeBron James.
You're so happy. Right. You know, it's a win-win.
They're two of the top small forwards that ever played the game. And, you know, if you had to ask me, I'd say Larry, because I'm partial to Larry, you know. But
I get it.
He's my boy, and I tell you, we went through a lot of battles together, and we won a lot of games. We won a lot of games on his IQ and on his toughness.
Right.
That dude was one tough guy.
More importantly, man, both of these players made everybody around them better.
Agreed.
So, you know, when you're talking about team and you're building a franchise, you want a player that makes everybody better. So, you know, shout to Larry Bird. Shout to LB. Shout to being the greatest. Right. That's what's up.
I mean, that was KG, the big ticket, Kevin Garnett, and Kevin McHale, a former teammate of Larry Bird, talking about Larry Bird. And as far as small forwards go, I think those are two of the best. If you had to pick one, who would you pick, Taco Man?
I'd probably have to go with Rick Barry.
Yeah, Rick Barry is definitely. Were you being a homer just then?
what did you call me? Yeah. I'm a homer. No doubt about that.
I mean, Rick Barry is definitely up there, though. I'll give you that.
No, and, I will say this. Larry Bird, the fact that he was a white boy that talks smack. See, I didn't know that about him. I mean, that changed my whole perspective of Larry Bird. Instead of just watching him kick the snot out of guys on TV, now I realize he was telling me he was going to do it before he did it. That's worse.
Yeah, it's almost like I don't just knock him out. I pick the round, huh?
No doubt about that, Zach. Nice piece, Zach. Wrap it up.
So, yeah, Larry Bird is the athlete of the week on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Of course, we'll talk some NBA scores before we go to the break, of course. Wow. Let's talk about the let's go to the first score. Speaking of the Cleveland Cavaliers, they won tonight, 116-104 over the Magic. The Pelicans were winners, 125-122 over the Hornets. Looking at the Jazz came up short to the Thunder in Oklahoma City, 112-104. The 76ers, interesting. Not really. This sort of keep. What's happening with Philly? Why can't Philly get a damn good team? 23-41 is their record. Of course, the Clippers not a whole lot better at 39-26. They look like a whole lot better at 39-26. But Clippers are winners tonight at home, 112-100. And the Knicks continue to struggle, 112-92 losers. Of course, to the Detroit Pistons. What can I say about the Knicks except the Knicks just continue to suck? No doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to mention a couple other finals before we go. Of course, the Spurs beat the Warriors 107-85. Wow. God's team. God's team. Well, Zach, we'll talk about that after the break because God's team without Kevin Durant's not God's team anymore. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Text us. I got one to read. You can join us on the text line here. You text us your questions, your comments, that kind of good stuff without going on the air because you're scared of going on the air. You're drunk at 2 in the morning. Anyway, 415-275-1613. The text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Zach, Jack, before we get to the $150, $200 seats for preseason games down there, of course, we'll talk about Major League Baseball's opening and rocking and rolling. Let's talk about God's team without one of the disciples. I'm talking about Kevin Durant. Him being out now, the Spurs beat the Warriors tonight. Doesn't look like God's team is God's team without Durant.
God's team was kind of has been god awful lately. They haven't been that bad, but I mean, they've been losing some games that it seems like they could have won. I remember I saw them lose to the Timberwolves the other night, and the Timberwolves are an up and coming team, but they're not even a playoff team. So I don't know. They're struggling a bit without Durant, and I know it's a great pickup on paper when you see, ooh, they signed Kevin Durant, but do you think it was worth it considering all that they had to give up now that we look back on that?
You know, listen, the Warriors think it was the greatest deal of all time. The fans thought it was the greatest deal of all time. I don't really weigh in on it one way or the other. I mean, the fans like this guy, Kevin Durant. He's appreciated here in the Bay Area. He's a stud, no doubt about that, one of the best players in the NBA. I mean, how could you turn him down? How could you turn down the possibility of turning a franchise into a dynasty? Because if Kevin Durant worked out the way that the basketball visionists saw this coming, it was going to be like I said, God's team.
I agree with you. I mean, Kevin Durant, he's a great player. I think he's the best player on the Warriors now. I mean, he's kind of proven that. And they've struggled a lot without him. But I never really understood exactly why they gave up Andrew Bogut. I mean, I just don't think that Zaza Pachulia is anywhere near what Bogut was, especially defensively. And I think now they're kind of soft on the inside without the presence of Andrew Bogut. They don't really have a shot blocker aside from Draymond Green in there now.
See, but they didn't think they had to block any shots. They just thought that Green would pick up the slack and you know, they would go on and they would be the offensive machine, the greatest offensive machine in the history of the NBA. I mean, listen, I know these guys were envisioning breaking that record, doing all kinds of crazy stuff this year, man. They really thought they had God's team.
And you know, it's not like they're not having a great year. They're still having kind of a historic season, if you think about it. But at the same time, I mean, it just seems like they gave up these bench players like Barbosa, you know, and a couple of these other guys. And I don't know if they really needed to do that. I think that was actually one of their strengths, was how good their bench was and how good Bogut was. And remember, he was a number one overall pick.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Going through the NBA standings, right? Of course, in the East, it's all about Cleveland at 43-21, Washington 41-24, Boston hanging tough 41-25. Number four is Toronto 38-28. Looking at the West, of course, Golden State on top 52-14. San Antonio whipped them tonight 51-14. Houston coming in third 45-21. Number four, the Utah Jazz 41-25. There's teams I didn't mention here, but Zach, as we approach, you know, you're starting to get the smell of the playoffs here. I mean, it's coming up that we've played, 60 games? And how many games did we play? 72 games?
Something around that. It's 82 for the entire season.
82 for the entire, yeah. Exactly. 82 for the entire side of the season. But we played 60 games, 60-plus games thus far. Playoffs are right around the corner. Who's looking hot and who's not?
Well, I don't think you could say the Warriors are looking hot right now. They've lost a couple games. The Spurs, who beat them tonight, I think they're going to struggle. Kawhi Leonard is injured, and LaMarcus Aldridge is out indefinitely. So that's two of their best guys. So that's not really a great sign for the Spurs, you know. And the Warriors, of course, are missing Kevin Durant, who I think is their best player. So I don't know. Do you think that they're going to be able to hold on to the one seed in the West now, the Warriors?
Well, I'm looking at the one seed and of course, San Antonio number two. But going back and forth here, if these two teams are not as good as they're supposed to be and they're going to lose in the playoffs, who beats them?
I think the Rockets are definitely on the rise. A team like the Jazz can always give them problems. And believe it or not, I think that the Thunder, the dark horse here. I mean, they made some good pickups. Of course, your guy Ducky McBuckets is now on the Thunder.
How's Ducky doing?
He's playing well. I mean, he's a shooter, so he's had a good you know, percentage shooting wise over the past couple years.
Of course, he was hot out of college. Of course, he came from that school. I can't think of it right now, but they played in the league, like, you know, like the San Diego, like the San Diego NFL teams. Oh, they don't have an NFL team anymore. Of course, when are they gonna be watching? They're doing the NFL season this season, Zach, on TV there in San Diego.
Oh, plenty of high school football, you know.
But you know what, though? Let's be honest. The Chargers, I mean, that whole market, so I'm changing subjects, but that whole market, Zach, I've been down there. For some reason, it doesn't bite as far as Major League sports are concerned. If you've ever been to a Padres game, I was there when Ray Kroc, the guy that brought us to the McDonald's thing, he was the founder of McDonald's, I think, but when he owned the team, and they had, like, gimmicks and things like that. But just for some reason, sports doesn't seem to catch on in San Diego. I don't know why I'm saying that, but it just doesn't. I did a lot of boxing down there on Cox Cable and sports events, major big sports events. I don't think that there's the population's there, but for some reason the laid back population didn't seem to attend. Am I right? Am I wrong? Is that why the Chargers got out?
I think that does play a big role. I mean, San Diego is a beach city. It's right by Mexico. I mean, it probably has the best weather in the United States, I'd say, in terms of, like, it stays 70 degrees there. It's always nice in San Diego. So I think that people, there's kind of like too much to do there. So when you bring sports teams there, I don't know, just the relaxed atmosphere doesn't really lead to big draws in terms of crowds.
Speaking of sports teams that have been a few places or are about to go places as well, on this day, March 12th, 1990, the Oakland Raiders, get this, announced they are moving back to Oakland. Zach, and now they're on the verge of moving to Las Vegas.
I mean, it's just a sign of the times, I suppose. You got to feel bad for the city of Oakland losing the Warriors and the Raiders, it looks like. And it seems like the A's are even trying to get out of town.
Here's what's up. Nobody wants the A's.
The A's might be stuck, huh?
Yeah, nobody really wants the A's. And they're talking about building a new ballpark here and things like that for the Raiders. And, you know, I don't know. They've showed us some real estate. But as far as getting that done, there isn't enough money in Alameda County to keep the Raiders here when you look at the money that Las Vegas is waving at them. I mean, come on, man. The Fertittas and the guy that owns the Las Vegas – what's that? I can't think of his name now – that's conservative guy that owns the Las Vegas Sun, the Review Journal, all the newspapers down there. I mean, this is big money, man.
It really is. I mean, and all the gambling money, that's going to be kind of unique to that team. They're going to have a lot of the gambling money. So it'll be interesting to see if it does happen, which it looks more likely than not.
Okay, and of course, Las Vegas, and of course, the reason why there's never been a professional sports team in Las Vegas is because of gambling. But now everybody gambles, and everybody's been gambling for the longest. In fact, my mother used to play a pool for the Super Bowl and the World Series when she worked at Sears Roebuck. She was a gambler. I take it back. My mother was a stone cold gambler. She went to Reno all the time. But what I'm trying to say is she also bet illegally at work.
You have to throw mom under the bus like that.
I'm sorry, man. But there were many times I had to go down. I mean, I'd go to sleep at, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, wake up 7 o'clock in the morning. Mom's coming back from downstairs. She goes, yeah, I won $70, things like that, you know. So you can miss those days. Zach, cherish your mother, man. If you get a chance, take her to a casino once in a while. It's a ball to watch your mom gamble, especially with your money.
That doesn't sound too fun.
Yeah, it does, you know, because she's throwing it away. No, I'm just kidding. Your mom wouldn't do that. My mom wouldn't do that. Anyway, when you look at the entire sports picture as far as the L.A. scene is concerned, of course, the Lakers not yet coming into fruition, not coming to gelling yet under Luke Walton. Have they gelled to an extent? Are they a proved team over what they were? I mean, we were talking good things about the Clippers early on. Are we still talking good things about the Clippers? And talk to us about the Lakers.
I think the Lakers are on the rise. I mean, the big news this year was that they fired their longtime GM Mitch Kupchak, and they replaced him with Rob Pelinka, who was an NBA agent. He was Kobe Bryant's agent and James Harden's agent, as well as a lot of other stars. So, and of course, Magic Johnson coming in to replace Jim Buss. I mean, I think overall the Lakers are headed in the right direction. They have a very young core, so we're still waiting to see how they grow.
Interesting. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Got a text here. I'll go to it in a bit. Next segment, 415-275-1613. This is sort of cool. You can text us, and, you know, if you got a few drinks, you don't want to come on the air. I understand. I used to drink. 415-275-1613. In fact, Zach, you don't drink at all, huh?
No, not at all. I'm clean and sober.
Oh, man. Makes me want to puke. You're so clean. You are tuned to the Sports Byline. I've got the cleanest co-host in the entire world, folks. He's like driven, as pure as a driven snow. Oh, yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Next up, March Madness. Really?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment to funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for businesses.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment. The banks wouldn't help us.
Need cash for your business? Call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. If you're in business 6 months with $10,000 per month in sales, you probably qualify. Call Penn Funding now. Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Penn Funding helped me stay in business.
Penn Funding helped us grow.
Penn Funding can save your business. We can help you grow your business. Make the call now. If you need cash for your business, call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. Need cash for your business? Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know?
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Zachary, you're on location tonight. Are you broadcasting live from the like, Playboy Club and they're handing out Viagra all over the place? Well, there are all kinds of chicks in the background. What's going on?
I can't speak about that.
What do you mean you can't speak about that?
I signed a contract, okay?
Good enough, okay. Bottom line is, let's talk about the March Madness. I mean, J.D. Gosnell says to me, you've got to talk about March Madness. Like, why do I need to talk about March Madness when it just boils down to the last 16 teams?
I mean, it's an exciting time. It's probably the sports season that's the most prone to upsets, you know? I feel like in terms of, like, college football, I mean, there are upsets, but, you know, the March Madness upsets, I feel like, are more frequent, and you'll see a lot of, like, Cinderella story teams win. You don't usually see that in college football where there's, like, a team that was not expected by anyone to win wins the whole thing. I mean, you'll see them maybe pull off some upsets in the regular season, but in terms of winning the entire thing, I feel like you see that a lot more in college basketball.
The most historic bookie in the history of the state capital of California, Sacramento, California, late Sid Tenner, passed away about 15 years ago. He took action, unlimited action on the NFL, unlimited action, Zachary, but he wouldn't take unlimited action on college games because he knew that's where he made his money, because he spun off and he bet a lot on college games. Of course, he was the guy that told me about Jerry Rice before Bill Walsh found Jerry Rice.
I mean, definitely, it's definitely interesting, you know, to think of, like, how these things all connect to each other.
No doubt about that, of course. So real quick now, Zach, who's going to be in the Final Four?
I honestly think that UCLA will probably make it to the Final Four this year. I'm not a big believer in Gonzaga, so I don't really see them making it. Kansas might be in there. Who do you think is making it?
I have no idea. I'm not a college basketball fan. You're the expert on that, man. I weigh in when it comes to weighing in on college basketball. I just leave it all on your doorstep.
It's a hard thing to really predict because there can always be a lot of upsets. But in terms of teams that have momentum right now, I mean, Oregon was a team that looked hot, but they one of their stars is injured, so I'm not so sure about Oregon. UCLA, I think, is in there. Kansas is in there. North Carolina, I think, is in there. You can never count Duke out, although it's somewhat of a down year for them.
Can't count out Villanova either.
Yeah, you can't. And Gonzaga, I mean, they were on top for a while. I think that they still have a chance. Kentucky is always going to be in there.
Exactly. What's the drawing card for Gonzaga? What's the drawing card there? They have, like, beautiful women there or something like that. What's the drawing card for Gonzaga College? What's that drawing card?
I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, it's a private school, so there's always that. You know, people sometimes value private educations over public education, so I could see that.
Is Hugh Hefner still alive?
As far as I know, unless...
Well, aren't you at his former crib?
I told you I can't speak on this.
Jesus, man. Okay, real quick, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. You think that fight's going to happen?
It looks like it. I mean, one day you'll think it's going to happen, and then the next day they'll say something where it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. But if I had to bet, it'll happen. I mean, Floyd did say he's coming out of retirement. He have announced that now.
But let me put it to you like this. Dana White's been all involved with this. He's been saying there'll be no fight, this and that. But he's negotiating, I think, on the behalf of Conor McGregor. Can you believe that?
Yes, I mean, that is kind of crazy. It's a bit unbelievable, actually.
Well, I mean, that's what he's been saying all along. You know, this fight ain't gonna happen. He's the one that's doing the negotiating.
Yeah, he's the one telling Conor to sign the contract now.
Yeah, well, sort of like that guy Flynn, you know, when he was taking $500,000 from the Turkish government. He was working as a national security director for the White House. Pretty crazy. So Mayweather and McGregor, that's going to happen. As far as big fights are concerned this year, boxing matches, of course, we have Golovkin going with Danny Jacobs next week, and Golovkin wins, and Canelo Alvarez wins on the 7th of May, of course, taking on Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. That's the mega fight for the year, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that fight is going to sell a lot. I guess we can't say that because if Floyd does end up fighting Conor, I think that'll sell better than the Canelo Chavez Jr. fight.
Well, I understand it, but with Golovkin, if Golovkin smokes these two guys, suppose he was to smoke both Jacobs, smoke them like a New York City blunt, guys from Brooklyn, smokes them like a blunt, and of course he goes on and he rolls over Canelo Alvarez. Won't that put him in? Do you think American fans will wake up to him then? Because he fights like a Mexican, so the Mexican fans are going to like him.
Yeah, I think that if he were to beat like some name value stars, that definitely would boost his career. I mean, just like Floyd Mayweather, we talk about him, and he didn't really become the level of star that he is until he beat Oscar De La Hoya.
Interesting, no doubt about that. Patriots are, I think Tom Brady's going to have a good receiving corps this year. Of course, he's adding Brandon Cooks. Tom Brady doesn't need any more weapons.
I mean, Tom Brady, it almost seems like it doesn't matter who he has on his team. Him and Belichick, they seem to be able to get it done no matter who they have, like, as on their offensive arsenal.
Zach, I think they had the number 4 ranked offense and number 8th ranked defense, and then they won the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, part of that is they're in the AFC, and the competition isn't quite as tough in terms of the playoff race. So they're almost guaranteed a shot at the Super Bowl, and they're probably going to make the Super Bowl. And then they just got to beat whatever NFC team is lined up, and there's a pretty good chance they're going to do that.
They just got it. You make it sound like they're not. You make it sound like the Tom Brady's not accomplishing significant feature. I know you're a West Coast guy, and so am I. But the bottom line is Tom Brady and that big comeback. I mean, Zach, I don't care what you say. I've never seen anything like it. I signed off on another show saying these guys are done.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady, he's a West Coast guy too. He's from Northern California, so
true. He's from San Mateo, but that's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is the Belichick thing. You know, Belichick. Without a doubt, I have to say right now, if you were to rate great coaches, you would have to rate Belichick and Bill Walsh side by side. Of course, Bill Walsh created the West Coast offense, but then again, big Bill Belichick has dominated. What has he been? Eight Super Bowls? 7 or 8 Super Bowls? I mean, the guy's amazing.
Yeah, I think 7 because he renamed his boat 7 Rings. He always renames it after he wins another title. So he just renamed it and he has 5 as a head coach, but he has a couple as a defensive coordinator.
So we talked earlier about the 49ers. The 49ers won't be making the playoffs anytime soon, huh?
Definitely not this year. But, I mean, if they got a new head coach and they might have Kirk Cousins, so I think they might be able to do something.
No, Kirk Cousins ain't. Why do you keep thinking that, man? Kirk Cousins is staying in Washington. There's no doubt. Anything the 49ers even come close to matching, I think they're going to just say, we'll give you more.
Well, the rumors are swirling about that, so I can't write it off completely. If I were him, I'd rather stay in Washington because they're going to be more successful. And, I mean, you've already been there, so you're used to that. But I don't know. I mean, San Francisco is probably a better place to live than Washington, so that always comes into play.
The Washington general manager has run out of office in the past week and a half. He was called all kinds of different names. He said all kinds of crazy stuff. What's going on? Of course, that team, they're still sticking to that was the Redskin thing. They're still sticking to that. Zach, how many more years before that goes away? Or since we're back with Trumpville, you think the Redskins are here to stay?
That might strengthen the name. They might be called the Trump Redskins or something.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that. I can't believe it. The president. You know, he's the president of the United States. You can't knock him. He's here for at least 3 to 4 years unless he gets impeached. Unless. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Had a couple of drinks. Want to send us a text instead? Shoot this number. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Now, with Magic Johnson being the man that he is, how can I put this? The guy kicked HIV's ass. He's an amazing dude, man. I mean, all the accomplishments he's done in his life, and now he's back in basketball trying to do his thing. But kicking AIDS ass, not too many people have done that, Zach.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's impressive. You know, we talked about Daniel Jacobs taking on cancer. Being AIDS might be a little heavier odds against you.
Yeah, I think no doubt about that. Zachary's broadcasting live from the – you can't tell us, huh?
No, it's a
come
secret.
Come on, before the end. Wait a minute, why is this a secret, Zach? It's never been a secret before. What'd you do, come up with a deal with some type of silent sponsor? You're doing radio in his crib? Or what's going on? It's a club?
Okay.
What's
We're broadcasting from Hugh Hefner's space station. I didn't want to say anything, but you put me up against it. And I had to say it.
So those chicks in the back are semi-nude?
Yeah, it's aliens.
Oh, my God. Zach, you're just too much. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking sports until the top of the hour, sports and social issues. Zachary, I got to ask you this. I was a little bit stunned on this one. 20 seconds. I take it back. We'll hold this one back until the end after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Johnny Talking to All Stars. My All Star being the great Zach Attack Young. Live on Sports Byline.
Toss to right. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
You see what I mean?
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month.
but you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
Zachary, that's still the toughest phone call for a guy to make, calling the Houston media and saying you've been raped.
I don't think that's a phone call that too many people are going to want to make.
Not even if you're male or female, and I'm not trying to make light of a sexual assault, believe me. Of course, Vitor Belfort losing tonight to Kelvin Gastelum. You know, on this card tonight, Zach, it was a lot better than the last two cards were on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, you got Kevin Gastelum knocking out Vitor Belfort, as you said. Mauricio Shogun Hua, he got a KO, which, I mean, he's always a fan favorite, so people like to see that. Edson Barboza with a knee knockout, which knee knockouts are some of the, I don't know, those are some of the biggest highlights. I was just rewatching that knockout that Yoel Romero got over Chris Weidman last night, and man, that's a tough shot to take.
you never had too many street fights on, Zach.
I have had a lot of street fights, actually. I haven't been hit by a knee, though.
No, but the knee is probably one of the greatest weapons in a street fight you've ever had, man. I mean, the knee is incredibly strong. That leg is the strongest weapon you got. So anyway, tonight's UFC event was a success. Joe Soto was the winner as well. Of course, Cormier and Johnson coming up in the next pay-per-view, that Rumble-Johnson rematch. I'm not looking forward to that. In fact, the rest of the card, nothing jumps up here. Am I going to need to take all kinds, except Aldo on Holloway? But outside of that, am I going to need to take a lot of Viagra to watch the UFC this year, or steal it on the internet?
I'd say you might as well steal it on the internet. I mean, and save the money for the blue pills.
Okay, the blue. We're talking about getting up for these pay-per-view events, folks, because I'm looking at, there's nothing really on the calendar for the rest of the year outside of Aldo. Of course, Jose Aldo coming back, Scarface, June the 3rd. Of course, after that, in July, I guess we'll be seeing the comeback of John Jones.
Yeah, John Jones, the rightful UFC light heavyweight champion. I understand they had to take his belt because of the personal issues, but we all know that he's the champ.
Okay, and it's like Conor McGregor said earlier, of course, he's the champ. I'm the two-division champ. I knocked out Alvarez. I knocked out Aldo. I got both those belts. He did knock both those guys out. Anybody else they put in that position, they really, you know, come on.
Yeah, it's impressive, and he does what he wants, the two-weight champ.
Okay. Now, Zachary, I've got to say to you that I'm impressed with the fact that you're coming to us from where you say you're coming to us from, but, you know, invite me down there. I'll do a show with you soon.
All right, and then no holds are barred in this space station.
Yeah, I guess not. Zach Attack Young from Parts Unknown. My name is the Taco Man. Until next week, 10 p.m. Pacific, I'm eating every Saturday. I am the Taco Man. Until then, much respect. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Scott Cuddy, great producer. Thank you so much for everything. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.